Welcome back to Let's Talk. Today, we are diving into an intriguing topic that challenges a common belief, the concept of a gift. You know, traditionally, we think of gifts as selfless acts of kindness, tokens of love or appreciation that comes with no strings attached. But what if I told you that I believe there is nothing as a true gift? And in my experience, giving often comes with an unspoken expectation of reciprocity. And when someone gives you a gift, whether it's a material item or a favor, there is usually underlying hope for something in return, right? Be it gratitude, loyalty, or even a favor down the line. Think about it. When you receive a gift, do you ever feel the weight of obligation to reciprocate? Mostly, right? And this feeling often taints the experience of receiving. Instead of pure joy, it can transform into a silent pressure. And even the act of giving can sometimes feel transactional, where the giver might expect acknowledgement or appreciation beyond what they initially offered. So let me give you an example to show why I don't believe the idea of a true gift. There was a time I gave money to a friend of mine. Let's call him John. Now, this was supposed to be a gift, right? Because John never asked for the money. I offered it. I did it out of my own will. And I thought that was the end of it. But when John didn't say thank you immediately, I started to feel disappointed and hurt. And in that moment, I realized, was I really giving him a gift? Or was I expecting something in return, even if it was just a gratitude? And the truth is, if I didn't expect anything in return, not even a thank you, why would I feel wrong? So it was the next day when John finally said thank you, because he never saw the message, the transactional message, that I felt okay. And in that moment, I realized something very, very, very important. I hadn't given John a gift in the purest sense, because I was unconsciously waiting for his acknowledgement. And his delayed gratitude made me aware that my act wasn't entirely selfless. That's when it hit me. Okay, then there is always some expectations tied to what we call a gift. Whether it's appreciation, recognition, or even a feeling of satisfaction, we are never truly giving something away with no strings attached. So, what does this mean for our relationships and social dynamics? Well, I think it raises important questions about our motivations and the way we interact with each other. Are we genuinely giving from the heart? Or are we just fulfilling an unspoken contract of exchange? And in the world where expectations can complicate our connections, we should consider the value of generosity without strings attached. But is that possible? Imagine how freeing it could be to give purely for the joy of giving, without any anticipation of return. Perhaps the word gift itself is misunderstood. Or maybe we need to redefine it or admit that there is no act of giving that is entirely free from expectations. So as we wrap up our discussion on the complexities of giving, I want to hear from you. How do you feel about the concept of gifts? And have you ever experienced the pressure to reciprocate? Or maybe you've given a gift that came with unexpected expectations? To share with us, your stories and insights are welcome to this conversation. So you can connect with us on our social media platforms, on X or Facebook, and you can even find us on YouTube by searching for Let's Talk Podcast with Jeff. You can also go ahead and drop your questions under the comment section or directly into our DM on the said social media platform. and share your experiences, or even tell us about a time when a gift changed your perspective. We may even feature your stories in our next episode. So let's continue this conversation and explore the meaning of giving and receiving together. Thank you for listening to Let's Talk. Ciao.